Thanks for joining us on the NRT Now podcast, part of the largest Christian music site online, newreleasetoday.com. Sit back and relax as we chat with your favorite artists, introduce you to new artists, and more. Now here's your host, Jake.
So we're here with Colton Dixon. Wait, no, that something's not right here. Well, we're here with Abby Robertson, and this is the last night of Winter Jam.
Yeah.
The last stop here in Allen, Texas, and with that comes all the tour shenanigans.
Yep.
And apparently the Colton Dixon impersonations.
I'm glad that you saw that. It was so funny. I just put on some glasses and ran up there, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm Colton Dixon. And yeah, into tour pranks, they're the best.
So, Abby, you were one of our Next Big Thing artists.
Yeah.
You're one of our Next Big Thing nominations for our We Love Awards. That was just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And actually a performer. I saw the video. You guys were all stoked watching the premiere, your first ever.
I was crying.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
Have you? Okay, you haven't. Just go watch it. You might cry with me too then.
I feel so ashamed. That might be why I'll cry, but
it happens.
So I was actually there and I was working the event. So I was out kind of doing some other stuff. Didn't get to see it. And I went to start to watch it. And my daughter's like, no, we can't do that. We got to wait for mom.
Oh.
And life happened.
Yeah.
And here we are. And I still haven't seen it. This is terrible.
Well, I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but it was a very good event. Had a lot of friends get nominated and some friends got some awards. So I encourage you to watch it.
The replay's still out there. It's just a lot of fun. One of the things I love that we do is just getting to celebrate all of Christian music. We bring in just independent artists, everything, and just I love getting to celebrate Christian music, and I love that you were able to be a part of that this year.
I'm super grateful to be a part of that. When I got the news about it, I was driving on 64 in Nashville and like not wrecked my car, but just like kind of started crying, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's just the fact that like it doesn't matter if I win or not. It's just how cool that I got to be nominated for something is that. Like, it's just mind-blowing to me. I don't know. It took me out of my car and out-of-body experience, and I was like, wow, like, God can really use anybody and do anything, and just to see where my life was almost 2 years ago now to where it is now, currently in 2022, is just insane, so.
Well, that kind of leads me to where we're heading next. Just want to introduce everybody to Abby Robertson. So can you tell us a little bit about your story and who Abby Robertson is?
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm Abby Robertson.
Not Colton Dixon.
Not Colton Dixon. Definitely Abby Robertson. I'm a 22-year-old singer-songwriter. Wow, almost 23. That's crazy.
You're still young.
Yeah.
I feel old all of a sudden.
I feel old sometimes, too. I just like got to punch myself and be like, whoa, I'm a little bit younger than I give myself credit for. But just moved to Nashville in 2019, rededicated my life to Jesus literally in 2020 of September, and have just been on a journey ever since then of just figuring out, you know, who I am and who God says I am, and really just having a deeper faith rooted in the Word of God. And I've been so blessed to meet so many cool people in this industry and getting so many awesome opportunities, and just being allowed to write my story through music has just been not only a healing process for me and many others from what I've been told on Winter Jam, but just the coolest thing to see that God can literally turn past pain or any kind of pain into just something so beautiful.
So talk a little bit about being on Winter Jam. You kind of alluded to that and just the stories. I mean, we've got Skillet out here. We've got Torn. We've got Colt, just all these amazing artists. What have you learned over the time of just being a part of Winter Jam, and how's it kind of shaped your faith going forward?
A little throwback. I used to go to Winter Jam growing up. And so I remember saying things, and I was not saved, but I was going just because it was free music kind of thing. And I remember sitting up at the nosebleed section saying to the kids in my youth group, like, oh, one day I hope that's me, or, you know, one day that's gonna be me. I was so confident. And, you know, here I am now playing Winter Jam it's so bittersweet that this is the end of Winter Jam and all that. But I think if anything I've learned being out here is that people need to be loved on and appreciated, and people need to know that they're seen. And even the tiniest things that seem minute are actually the biggest things. So as far as going to like the catering team and just saying like, thanks for being here, or our sound techs and stuff like that, you know, gratitude goes a long way. I've definitely learned that being out here. I've a lot of the do's and don'ts. I've learned that, you know, just being yourself is very, it's needed out here, just being authentic in who you are. And luckily all of these people that I've gotten to hang out with and gotten to talk to just over the past 3 months, like they all share the same heart for what they're doing. And that's just to draw people closer to God. And it's been so cool to share the stage, as you said, with KB and Skillet and Torin and Colton and Bayside Worship and Megan Duke and I Am They and me. It's just like, it's so surreal. And I am really sad that it's over with, but I am so grateful that I got to be a part of what Russ Lee would say, just a generation of people wanting to see change.
So I've got to ask, what has been the fun and the, I actually got to use this word earlier, the shenanigans that have happened through this that just kind of makes Winter Jam fun and kind of home, because you guys are out on the road for 3 months
for sure
doing this, and you know, as a newer artist and stuff, like getting thrown into the deep end with all this.
Yeah,
what's kind of kept you grounded and real, and what's been the fun that's been on the road?
I definitely think my team has been amazing. My tour manager Amanda has just like allowed me to just be myself. A lot of us were on the bus the other night and like just screaming, and someone was like, you know, I think we just need to be like who we are and just let us like have our moments. And it's not like bad screaming. It's just like, we're hyper. We're hyped up on caffeine and Celsius and just going crazy. But I don't know. I've been so blessed with such a awesome group of people on my bus and on this tour, and just like, I don't know, it just feels free to be who we are. And it's also helped very much so to have fuzzy blankets from home and stuffed animals and lights in my bunk and photos all over our bunks in the fridge. And it's been really cool.
So what you guys can't see is that Amanda's sitting across from Abby. I think she was going to throw something if that went south, but
love Amanda so much. We've cried a lot already today. It's been, again, bittersweet, but I'm sad to see this ending already.
So what was the moment that you realized that you're going to come out on the road, be an artist, and this be what you do? You said you recommitted in September of 2020.
Yeah.
In the middle of
crazy.
Do we even want to talk about that anymore? Yeah. Is that like,
I feel like it's old news at this point. Yeah. Well, honestly, you know, as the year was hard for everybody, I would do it all over again. I came to the end of myself and the end of a world that I had created for myself, and I stopped playing God and I fully surrendered my life and let God be God. I always say, like, you know, I absolutely hate what happened. I hate that, you know, myself then had to walk through what I walked through. But if it led me to knowing Jesus the way I do now, I would do it 100% all over again. But after I rededicated my life to the Lord, I literally had it was so crazy. And I know it doesn't happen to everybody like this, but signed to a new record label in Nashville and became their flagship artist as a CCM artist too, which is so crazy. Cause like past Abby would have been like, no Christian music. Like I was in it, but I just like didn't have the heart for it. I was just doing music cause it was available. And now I like just got signed as a new Christian artist. And I had all of these stories and a new faith that I could actually have a testament to, and super crazy. But I spent the whole entire year of 2021 just spending time with myself and with God and with people who just wanted to see the best in me and like build me up. And then I think it was November of 2021. So a full year later, I remember I was sitting in the parking lot with two people and one really good friend of mine, and just with my team, honestly. And they were like, so we have some news for you. And I said, okay, y'all are acting really weird right now. And they kind of just looked at me and they're like, what's your thought on Winter Jam? And I was like, yeah, I went to it as a kid, you know, kind of thing. And they were like, okay, well, just keep it on the horizon. And I think that was their way of letting me know, like, hey, this is happening. I was like, okay. And then they said, yeah, you might go on it. And to me, I was like, oh, might. Like, that's not happening. Okay. And then I got a call not too long after that with my grandparents on the line and my parents. And my manager, and it was just like, hey, is everybody on? And we're like, yeah, we're all on. What's up? And I thought the worst. I was like, oh no, something's going on. Like, I'm in trouble. Like, they've got my family on the call, whatever. And then they just said, like, you are officially going to be on Winter Jam 2022. And
wow.
It didn't hit me because, like, I just heard, like, immediately, like, my family screaming on the other line. And so I was trying to process, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. Yeah. Awesome. And it didn't hit me until, like, I think it was the night we were leaving for tour that I was like, wait, we're actually doing this. Like, I actually get to sing these songs and, like, watch this stuff come to life. And it's, yeah, it's been insane.
So now that we're at the end of this road, what's coming next for Abby? What secrets do we get to get here?
I think I'm not supposed to share this, but I keep sharing it. And honestly, I don't care at this point. Like, if I get in trouble, I just blame it on my youth. But I'm going on the Gratitude Tour with I Am They in May. And so we're really excited about that. And they're also label mates. So I'm so excited to be sharing the road with them. And they're so amazing. Like, if you just get some time to spend with them, they're great people. And to back it up, in April, I have a singer-songwriter showcase kind of thing with Kate Thompson and Cochran and Co. at Rise Fest. And so I think that's in Minnesota, and that'll be really, really fun. And love those guys too. Kate and I grew up together. I'm looking forward to, like, reconnecting with him and just hanging out. But moving forward, you know, festival seasons will be kicking off. I've got a lot of new singles coming out. Again, I'm probably not allowed to say that, but, you know, blame it on my youth. And, you know, I'm just grateful that I'm doing all of this, and whatever it looks like, if this is the only thing that God has for me, I'm content in that. And if I get to keep doing this, then it's just even more contentment coming my way. But I'm really at peace as to where I'm at right now. So
yeah, I will agree that I Am They crew is just awesome.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't believe. Okay, so the first time I interviewed them, I was in, like, this bright Christmas jacket.
Yeah.
Like, bows everywhere. My daughter loves torturing me in this way, I guess.
Nice.
Like, and I've just owned it by this point.
But might as well.
Just so super cool. And just that episode was just one of those, like, ones that just really hit. And just one of the things that I love about those guys is just they're real and they're raw. And they shared that tonight from Winter Jam.
Yeah.
You know, that song Scar is just, I don't know how old that is now, but it just cuts every single time.
It's such a good song. It's such a good song. I hadn't heard it until I came out here on the road with them. And I was like, whoa, that's really real.
And then now you get to hear that all the way through the Gratitude Tour.
Yeah.
Hopefully that comes back through Texas here. It better.
I hope so.
It's got to come back.
I know some dates. Maybe I won't go that far to tell you where we're going, but because I might actually get in trouble. But yeah, we might.
Can't get all the secrets. But one of the things that I love getting to see from this Winter Jam is we kind of wrap up the episode here. Just who all has been on the pre-jams before, because you were one of our pre-jam artists one of the pre-jam artists on the tour here. And just the names that have come through the pre-jam and talking with Eddie couple of years ago. The whole time frame after COVID is just bad.
Yeah.
But was it Christmas of 19, I think, is when we got. But just listening to him talk about the pre-jam artists and how they select the artists, and just seeing where some of those have come. For King Country might have been a pre-jam artist way back in the day. It's just fun to see what happens starting with the pre-jam and the artist after they've been on the Winter Jam tour, where they go from there. It's just so exciting to see.
Yeah, well, I owe Winter Jam all of it. Like, honestly, like, they have shaped me even more so now than I had been when I came into Winter Jam. And all of their people have been, like, front of house and stage and all that. They've all become family to us. And I'm so grateful that Winter Jam gave me the opportunity, and Bayside Worship and I Am They again, another opportunity to just all be out here together. It's been really cool to share the stage with a bunch of label mates. And I know we're all really grateful for everything that Winter Jam does and their mission behind what they're doing.
Well, and I hope the next time that we get to talk is at, it's going to be the 11th annual We Love Christian Music Awards next year.
Let's go.
There better be another single out there that gets nominated.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
we'll see what, since you won't give up all the secrets, we'll see what that happens. But, you know, nominated this year, we're hoping that you get another nomination with all the singles that come out this coming year here.
Yeah, I hope so too. And if not, that's okay. And I can't wait to see what happens moving forward. But thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much for the time, Abby.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us for this episode of the NRT Now podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And special thanks to Neon Feather for providing our theme music. Make sure to check out newreleasetoday.com and our socials for more great content. See you next episode.